Time to get healthy with our nutritionist, Matty O'Neill from metabolicjumpstart.com. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, good to chat. Thanks.
Now, Matt, I've got to be honest with you. I was shopping the other day and I had a craving for chocolate bullets. You know those bullets, the licorice and the chocolate?
Yeah. Look, I think if you're going to go lollies, they are a favourite.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that today, how you can get cravings on certain foods. Like the other day, I had a bit of a craving for Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I know it's not a good thing to have. Moderation is the key, as you always preach. But what triggers these cravings, do you think, and how can we sort of put an end to it, maybe?
Yeah, well, let's put it straight from the beginning. I think the cravings that you're having, like for chocolate and licorice lollies and for, you know, fatty fried chicken, is really that craving for junk food. And it seems that once we get, you know, fat into our system, and there's fat in both those options there, it sets our reward system up in our brain. The chemicals like dopamine is a bit of a feel-good hormone, and it sort of says, oh, this tastes great, it feels good, and then you want to repeat it.
Yeah,
you know, just like any sort of addiction, you know, that Pavlov's dogs thing, you ring the bell, you know, you feed the dogs, and then the bell rings and they expect to be fed. So you build up that craving there as well. It could also be a habit. You know, it's a habit you've built up, so you just tend to automatically crave those same foods every day. As for a true biological craving, I'll give you an example. Somebody said on my discussion during the week, I really want asparagus with blue cheese.
Yeah.
What vitamin am I missing?
Yeah,
and I thought, well, I can't guess what vitamin. I think you might just have this craving for something that you really like to eat. So I said, do you like that? Because, I mean, I don't. And she said, yeah, I do. So it can be that habit, that specific craving for things we just enjoy.
So let's say we're going to, I gather if you crave healthy food, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and don't expect to crave healthy food straight away. If you turn your nose up at salad or veggies and that, you know, you're starting to eat healthy in spring and you try it once or twice, I really don't like this. That's pretty normal. You know, it's just changing a habit. It's your taste buds are getting a bit of a shock if all they've had is a coating of fat and sugar for months or years. And so prepare to do it, you know, again and again, and then you get a habit. I mean, give you an example. People who switch from full cream milk to skim milk, they often don't crave full cream milk again, and when they have it, they go, oh, it's so creamy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, your taste buds do change over time. But as for, am I lacking in a particular vitamin? Did that make me crave and seek out and search that food? Little evidence to show it's that. It's more that you go for the stuff that tastes good, makes you feel good, and that you sort of got addicted to. So it's those chemicals in action.
All right. So, look, to sum up those, you've got a bit of a craving for a sweet tooth. You should fight it, I gather. You shouldn't reward yourself with just a little bit and wean yourself off.
I guess if you're already satisfying that sweet craving with things like, you know, dried fruit or berries, you know, we're going into the warmer weather, it's berry season as well. So as long as you know you can satisfy that sweet craving with something, it's when you say, oh, I've got to go totally sugar-free, you know, I'm not going to have any sweets whatsoever, then that just builds up that biological, you know, and emotional desire. So, you know, berries and a little bit of yogurt, you know, a bit of dried fruit or trail mix, even, say, you know, a small muesli bar. Those things let you get your sweet fix without stuffing up your whole diet. And that's the trick, to satisfy what you need without blowing your whole plan.
All right, so instead of buying the little chockies, the wagon wheels and the chocolate buds, just buy some trail mix with some sultanas, peanuts maybe, and try and go down that route maybe.
And know that the first couple of times you have it, you might say, well, wait a sec, this is not like chocolate.
No.
But I tell you what, it's going to do your body a big favour and you'll get better results with it as well. And over time you'll go, oh, I just love my berries and yogurt. I just love my trail mix.
Yeah.
And, you know, for most days that'll do it. Occasionally once a week, you know, chocolate will be the thing you have to have. If it's once a week versus every day, you're on the right track.
Sounds good, Matty. Well, over there, mate, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Pete. My pleasure.